Okay, so for the third chakra, guided visualization, find yourself in a comfortable position with your eyes closed, spine straight. And as always, we're going to begin by going into an altered state of being, and we're going to use that idea of finding the safe harbor, the home base to start off from. So find a path that you're going to journey. It can be any sort of path you want. And it's going to lead you towards a bridge. And you see the bridge. And this bridge is going to connect you to a higher state of being. So if you're ready, allow yourself to visualize yourself crossing the bridge. And as you cross, you go into a time and space, an altered reality, accessing higher dimensional states of self. And you're going to continue this path to find that safe harbor, that home base where we begin all our journeys. And this is a place that feels the most safe, the most connected to you. And from there, you're going to journey into your belly, to your solar plexus above the navel. And there you're going to find a bright yellow ball. This ball of energy reflects the sun. It might warm you, it might feel nurturing, expansive. So bring this sense of sunlight, of fire, into your belly. Spread it down your legs. Spread it up your body, up your torso, through your hands, so that your entire body is filled with a pulsating yellow light. The light of the solar plexus, the I am energy. And come to the idea of I am. And say to yourself, I am, and fill in the blank. And just watch and listen to what you said. And if it was a negative I am, I invite you now to erase that and come back to a statement of I am that brings you into your power and into your strength. So I am whatever you need to be, creative, strong, healthy, smart, filled with light, whole, happy, loved, whatever, I am, and find something new to empower yourself with in the I am statement. I am what? And when you're saying I am and inserting a very positive aspect of being, is there a part of you that says, no, you're not? Or, well, I could be if. Who is that? That voice of question, that voice of doubt? Who is that voice that takes you out of your power? Is it your inner child voice? Is it your parent voice? Is it your teacher's voice? Your spouse's? what voice within you denies you your truth and your ability to manifest whatever it was you said you were. That was your power statement. Who was it that denied you? And can you right here, right now, say to that voice, yes, I am. I am. Whatever. And if that voice comes back and says, no, you're not. I say you're not. Can you say to that voice, I am, and truly see yourself as that affirmation? As if it's already happened, and that you are surrounded and fulfilled in being what you said you were. What stops you from being in your power? Come back to the gold, yellow ball and intensify it, and again say, I am. I am in my power, and in my power I am. I can self-actualize, and when I'm self-actualized, I am. I am confident that I am whatever. I love that I am whatever. And see yourself as if it's already happened, that it already is and has always been. And anything that causes you doubt or fear is nothing more than an illusion. Something you created to stop you from being in your power. And just as easily as you created it, you can create something new. You can uncreate the negativity. You can dissolve the illusion. I am. Feel yourself getting stronger. Feel yourself expanding. Feel the gold, yellow ball pulsating with the belief and the knowledge, the truth, that you truly are what it is you're choosing to manifest right here, right now. And there is nothing that can counter, contradict, or take away the truth of what you know, the I Am presence. Feel yourself in the I Am. Feel your belly in this I Am. Feel your belly expand. Feel your belly strengthen. And feel your true self come forward and stake a claim that I am. This is your true self. Feel it, know it, be it. It's already happened. It is there. And knowing it's already happened, we can begin to journey back, taking with us the knowledge that the energy has been created, and we are the I Am. So allow yourself to feel that yellow ball, that sun beating down, pulsating you inside, knowing that any time you need the strength of the I Am, you can imagine this yellow ball around you and feel the energy come into your belly, strengthening, fortifying your true sense of self. And if any fears come in, surround them in this yellow light. Bathe them in this yellow light of I Am, my knowledge of who I am, so that the fears no longer have any grounding and dissipate. And allowing the golden, bright yellow ball to now condense a little bit, coming back through your limbs, back through your torso, back through your legs, to a tight little yellow ball in your belly, this ball of truth, this ball of self. Knowing that anytime you need it, it's there. And then holding this ball in your belly, find the path that leads you back to where we first began, that safe harbor, that home base, that place of pure bliss and safety. And then once there, feeling connected, allow yourself to travel now back over the bridge, back into your body that's resting here in this 3D world, breathing in to the body, breathing into the toes, wiggling the toes maybe, breathing into the fingers, wiggling the fingers, taking a big yawn, reawakening the body to a new state of being. Because after this meditation, you will be in your truth and in your true being. So coming back now, fully conscious, fully aware, and here. Namaste.